Thomas had a depressing and scary thought. Am I replacing someone? Did somebody get killed? Minho shook his head. No, we're just training you. Someone will probably want a break. Don't worry, it's been a while since a runner was killed. For some reason, that last statement worried Thomas, though he hoped it didn't show on his face. He pointed at Section 3. So, it takes you a whole day to run through these little squares?
Hilarious!
Minho stood up and stepped over to the trunk right behind him, knelt down, then lifted the lid and rested it against the wall. Come here. Thomas had already gotten up. He leaned over Minho's shoulder and took a look. The trunk was large enough that four stacks of maps could fit, and all four reached the top. Each of the ones Thomas could see were very similar, a rough sketch of a square maze, filling almost the whole page. In the top right corners, Section 8 was scribbled, followed by the name Hank, then the word Day, followed by a number. The latest one said it was day number 749. Minho continued. We figured out the walls were moving right at the beginning. As soon as we did, we started keeping track. We've always thought that comparing these day to day, week to week, would help us figure out a pattern. And we did. The mazes basically repeat themselves about every month. But we've yet to see an exit open up that will lead us out of the square. Never been an exit. It's been 2 years, Thomas said. Haven't you gotten desperate enough to stay out there overnight? See if maybe something opens while the walls are moving? Minho looked up at him, a flash of anger in his eyes. That's kind of insulting, dude. Seriously. What? Thomas was shocked. He hadn't meant it that way. We've been busting our butts for 2 years, and all you can ask is why we're too sissy to stay out there all night. A few tried it in the very beginning. All of them showed up dead. You want to spend another night out there? Like your chances of surviving again, do you? Thomas's face reddened in shame. No, sorry. He suddenly felt like a piece of clunk. And he certainly agreed. He'd much rather come home safe and sound to the glade every night than ensure another battle with the Grievers. He shuddered at the thought. Yeah, well. Minho returned his gaze to the maps in the trunk, much to Thomas's relief. Life in the glade might not be sweet living, but at least it's safe. Plenty of food, protection from the Grievers. There's no way we can ask the runners to risk staying out there. No way. At least not yet. Not until something about these patterns gives a clue that an exit might open up, even temporarily. Are you close? Anything developing? Minho shrugged. I don't know. It's kind of depressing, but we don't know what else to do. Can't take a chance that one day, in one spot, somewhere, an exit might appear. We can't give up. Ever. Thomas nodded, relieved at the attitude. As bad as things were, giving up would only make them worse. Minho pulled several sheets from the trunk, the maps from the last few days. As he flipped through them, he explained, We compared day to day, week to week, month to month, just like I was saying. Each runner is in charge of the map for his own section. If I gotta be honest, we haven't figured out Jack yet. Even more honest, we don't know what we're looking for. Really sucks, dude. Really freaking sucks. But we can't give up, Thomas said in a matter-of-fact tone, as a resigned repeat of what Minho had said a moment earlier. He'd said, we, without even thinking about it, and realized he was truly part of the glade now. Right on, bro. We can't give up. Minho carefully returned the papers and closed the trunk, then stood. Well, we gotta bust it fast since we took time in here. You'll just be following me around your first few days. Ready? Thomas felt a wire of nervousness tighten inside him, pinching his gut. It was actually here. They were going for real now. No more talking and thinking about it. Yeah. No ums around here. You ready or not? Thomas looked at Minho, matched his suddenly hard gaze. I'm ready. Then let's go running.